All right. Thank you so much for listening into the Conscious Awareness and Mind Growth Academy. It is another episode of your blessing. Get ready to learn some, teach one, and share with all, so that together we can live in oneness, happy and fulfilled. I'm your host, Gardner, alongside Lulu. Today we are talking about,
I realized that recently, actually. Nani anga saba all this swelling and ozangeze kusaba. But until we were into come and all that, I was like, okay, this is it. Mm-hmm. Prayer is not, most people don't understand what prayer is.
They think prayer is asking. You know? It goes back to where we derive the Lord's Prayer. I think in our previous episode, we talked something about prayer. Mm. That prayer is an attitude, it's a perspective. Mm. It is not an affirmation, it is not a request. You know? Mm. These disciples had seen Jesus move very alone, like making miracles, healing that sick, rising the dead, you know. And they thought to themselves, there's something about this man that is very unusual. Like, he has these extraordinary powers. So one of them had the audacity to step up and ask, and go forth and ask the Lord, teach us how to pray. So they thought he would give them affirmation of words so that they can capture God's attention or change God's thoughts. But what he gave them, perception. So today we have considered it as the Lord's Prayer, which is literally termed as affirmation. You know, you sit back and you think, if you spend the whole day reciting the Lord's Prayer, you'll change his intention, or you'll capture his attention. Which is not the case, because prayer is a perspective. You mean what you're asking for, like you've already received it. So it goes back to the foundation, which is faith. You know, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of the unseen. So you don't pray like, give me. No. You be thankful, where we derive the word yoda, right? Thanks, stretching your hand forth. That means you're seeing what you already want. So you're being thankful to that you already want. Other than saying, please give me. Give me is like, you do not know what is coming. But thank you is that you've already received.
He must be thankful for everything he's done. That bit there, because there are different bits of it. Actually, it involves everything. Because forgiveness, because people pray not far, but you must do it the right way.
You see why even we say it is not an affirmation, like something you recite. Because whatever you pray for, whatever you desire to do, be and have, God does not give it to you. What he does, he brings it through you. That means it's you to have it, not anyone else to bring it forth. So when you affirm and know that it is you supposed to manifest it, then you stop asking, but you tap on that you already have and bring
it. So as you're praying, you're manifesting.
You're manifesting.
You're believing. Yes. You're trusting.
Yes. It's not coming from outside, it's coming from within.
From within you.
Yes. Just like how just as how you get a bean seed. When you plant it, nothing is going to come outside from the bean seed. Everything comes from within it. So what happens? You just give it the environment for it to grow.
To bring out what it
has. Yes, bringing out what it has within. And the same thing happens to us while praying. It's bringing out what we have. Tapping on that we have within.
From within.
And bring it without.
That is why you find that people that are prayerful, let's say if you look at people that are raised well and they are prayerful, they love God, you find that they are organized, their life is organized. And then you find this other, not everyone, there are those that don't know God, but the majority, if you look at their background, you find that there is a way things, you know, because even the divine will keep on, the divine speaks to us. As you speak to him, he speaks to you, he will guide you, he will tell you do this, do that, but for you just living your life, you know, without a manual, just like that for. You can't be like the other person.
No. Yeah. And prayer changes the prayer. It changes you. It doesn't change God. You know?
So it's by that which
it changes the person.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know.
So it is a perspective that changes you. Warning, you know, as we pray, you know, there is that verse that Apostle Paul says that as you're waiting onto the Lord, you will fly like eagles on wings, and you'll walk and not weary and not faint. You know, awaiting is not that you await just seated. No, you are. Have you watched these athletes? Yeah, the other day I was watching the Olympics in Tokyo.
Japan.
And there's something that fascinated me. These athletes, whenever they got on the line, they would not just stand and wait for the gun or wait for the somebody to tell them go. No, as they are
see them manifesting.
Yes, on the line they are warming. You know, they are rehearsing. They are stretching. They are getting ready for the big run. They are getting ready for the big event. That's how it's supposed to act when we pray.
And actually, I want that win. It's they already won in the mind.
It's already in the mind. So as you await, be doing something. Be doing something. Don't just pray and go back and sit. No, act.
No, that means you're just affirming.
Hey, you affirm because it comes from within. Affirmation is a truth. Truth that is not without, but is within you. So you know, as you're there praying for a job, don't sit back. It won't come out of abstract. Start depositing, you know, deposit here, deposit there, you know, you're doing something awaiting for that.
You're building.
So prayer changes you, doesn't change God. So it changes your perspective on how you see things and how you see things.
And every time we are begging from God, we think it's going to change just because they're telling him, God, I need this, you know, like you're at your point of need, you know.
It doesn't.
It's not going to change him. It is you to change.
It is you to change.
How you view life, your perspective about life, and then.
The Gardener Show, giving you purpose through mind transformation to live a fulfilled life.